At the recent Indigenous STEM Awards, scientist and Gunjimara woman Dr. Misty Jenkins claimed the Professional Career Achievement Award. A strong advocate of the significance of medical research and a laboratory head at the Walter and Eliza Hall Institute in Victoria, she investigates cancer-preventing white blood cells called T-cells. The Wire's Sophie Comer spoke to Dr. Jenkins about her professional journey, the great importance of diversity in science, and why she loves her job.
The really cool thing is that we're now entering a new era of this kind of research where we're able to engineer the cells to actually specifically kill a patient's cells. And so this is something I've been working on for the last sort of 15 years is now really entering in a really exciting time in the history of cancer research.
Would you say enough young people in general and enough young Aboriginal people are getting into STEM careers these days?
We've come a really long way, certainly since I did my undergraduate degree, but I think we still have a really long way to go. Now, basically, we're at a stage where there's no Indigenous geneticists, you know, in this country. We're now entering an age where we're sequencing Aboriginal genomes and, you know, we want communities to control their own data. And the only way that we're going to do that is if we have Indigenous people at the forefront leading this research. I think for a long time, Indigenous people have been really left behind this revolution. And I think, you know, there's been a lot of scepticism in terms of from communities and a mistrust of Western scientists, and rightly so. But I think we're seeing changes for the good in this area. And I think, you know, Western science has realised that they need to work with Indigenous people, so that they're not left behind the fantastic health outcomes that it can bring.
Could you tell me a bit about your work with Indigenous youth and students? What does that involve?
So I guess I've been working on a number of different levels over the years. So starting out working in the education space and working with various organisations such as the Aurora Education Foundation and setting up programs to work with Indigenous youth in terms of following them from the start of high school through to higher education. And then providing opportunities for higher education, both at Australian universities and also overseas in places like Oxford and Cambridge. And through my work there, the work in the education sector has been incredible. And now that I have the opportunity to have my own laboratory, I can now host and mentor Indigenous science students, medical students that want to come through and do a placement in the laboratory with me and to get a flavour of a little bit of a taste of what the research space is like.
Why does greater diversity in science, that is, people with diverse backgrounds, how does that help drive innovation?
Oh, I really strongly believe that diversity drives innovation. You know, when you think about it, for such a long time, we've just had potentially white males in positions of power making all the decisions. And I think, you know, with women, we bring a different perspective, and Indigenous people look at the world through an Indigenous lens, LGBTI, people from diverse backgrounds. And so I think, you know, really thinking outside the box, and science is a very creative pursuit. I think it's quite often considered quite a dusty, sort of calculating kind of methodology in its approach. But actually, it's a really creative job. You have to think outside the box. And so I think, you know, you need a diverse set of lived experiences and opinions and backgrounds and ways of viewing the world together to really drive innovation.
And what drives you in your work personally? What inspires you?
Look, honestly, I just bounce out of bed every day wanting to get into the lab. It's a really exciting, dynamic place to work. As I said, it's full of colour and movement. It's quite dynamic. There's lots of students around. It's a good, fun, intellectually challenging and fun place. And to be able to work on something that you may be the first person in the world to discover something that has never been discovered before, I think that the excitement that comes with that joy and that sense of discovery is really, I think that's what really gets my blood going.
That was cancer researcher Dr. Misty Jenkins speaking to The Wire's Sophie Comer.